Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Some final thoughts with Bill Fielding on Akaushi cattle. He claims these Japanese critters can be a game changer for the U.S. beef business. Back on that in just a moment. Neighbors, university researchers conclude that parasite control in cow herds improves returns by $201 per head. Get your share by treating cows and calves with Ivomec brand products. Simply purchase and use an Ivomec brand product this spring. If the improved average calf weaning weight in the fall does not cover your product cost, Marielle will make it right. That's the Ivomec challenge. For details, ask your animal health supplier or visit Ivomec.com.
Griswold Cattle GCC Genetics Grass to Grid 2010 sale is coming up Saturday, April 10th in Follett, Texas, just west of Woodward, Oklahoma. Selling 200 bulls, including Angus, Maine Angus, and Sim Angus. To request a sale catalog, just call toll-free 1-800-975-6313. That's 1-800-975-6313. Or go to CollinsCattleServices.com. It's Saturday, April 10th, the Griswold Cattle Grass to Grid sale in Follett, Texas.
Bill Fielding is a man who's been around the block a few times in the cattle industry, in the beef business, working with Swift, working with XL, working with Creekstone Beef. Now he's with Heart Brand Beef out of Yoakum, Texas, working with the Akaushi beef breed, the Japanese red breed, animals brought over a few years ago, and they've been multiplying. And he says this breed is ready to really help significantly the cattle industry in the United States. And he says, frankly, he doesn't understand why some of the benefits that Akaushi cattle can bring to the U.S. beef industry have not been searched for already.
The beef industry's had their head in the sand. I mean, and the producers, they say they have to have a healthier product than chicken, but they don't seem to have an objective to say, can we change the fat structure? And people today understand why hydrogenated fat's bad. But you know, the question I guess we have for them is why don't they say, we know the consumer wants a healthier fat. We can prove it's possible with these genetics. So whether it's our genetics or anyone else's, they should have an objective to say, we're going to improve the fat ratios on beef. And without question, flavor and tenderness, eating quality, all that is top of the list in importance. But we've got an obesity problem in the U.S., and we say we're going to address it. But I don't see any initiative coming from the National Cattlemen's Association saying we will change breeding so that we will produce a healthier fat.
I guess on the dollar and cents side, you're saying that the potential is for that F1 cross, for that getting a little bit of this bloodline in means a better position on the grid.
Absolutely. We already are seeing it, and we've killed cattle in Friona, Texas at XL's plant, other plants that have seen it. And an example would be last week we killed an F1. They were Angus and Hereford and then 50% Akaushi. They fed for 66 cents in the panhandle, and the weather that panhandles had, most cattle are feeding for 80 to 90 cents. And on a $92 market, they got $98. So now instead of my being a greedy packer who just wants to keep all the money, I'm a producer and a feedlot and a packer, all trying to give the consumer what they want. And I think we can share the wealth there and make a difference. So that's what we're trying to do.
To hear a full conversation with Bill Fielding on the Akaushi cattle, go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Go to the bottom of the page, Latest Ron Podcast, and there it is. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
In your business, one size doesn't fit all. And that's especially true when it comes to controlling and treating bovine respiratory disease. So why depend on just one treatment dosage? A flexible, cost-effective dose range allows you to optimize the value of your BRD treatment, no matter if the cattle arriving are high risk or ultra high risk. Now, if only the weather forecast could be as flexible. For details, ask your veterinarian or a Elanco sales representative.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.